Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome back to another segment of the show. Well, today we have the all-important topic, failure by beliefs. Failure by beliefs, that's what we're going to be talking to you about today. Well, congratulations if you are an entrepreneur, congratulations if you're thinking about it. This is an exciting time in our history, in the United States of America, in our history for entrepreneurs. As a matter of fact, research shows that entrepreneurship is one of the fastest growing industries in the United States. As such, our entrepreneurs are growing in record numbers. Therefore, there needs to be programs, associations, networks like this where entrepreneurs can be strengthened, empowered, and guided so that they can be successful. You know, the statistics show that in the U.S., entrepreneurs fail, new business startups fail in the first 5 years. So what's that saying? Knowing that, if you are an entrepreneur, and especially in those crucial first 5 years, you need to be plugged in, connected, and joined into some sort of entrepreneurial small business associations and programs and mentoring so that you can get the strength. You know, one of the problems with being a new entrepreneur is that even though you had the drive and you had the desire and the passion to start whatever business that you wanted to start, doesn't mean that you had all the support. We talked about this before, that when you have, and especially when you're coming from a work mindset and a work environment where you work for a paycheck, and even though no job is certain, we know that, but if you work for a company, more than likely you felt that that was pretty certain, pretty steady paycheck. As an entrepreneur, not so. There's no such thing as a steady paycheck. What we do it differently as entrepreneurs. So here on the, well, we understand you. The good thing about having other entrepreneurs such as this radio program that will bring other entrepreneurs to you so you can hear from them, they can share with you. There will be times you'll be able to share with them. That's why we do the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, to bring entrepreneurs together so you can network, share ideas, gain information, gain great insight, understand your craft. Just like doctors have to go to school and accountants go to school and other people take training to be good at what they do. Bus drivers go learn how to drive buses. Hairstylists go to hair school. Well, entrepreneurs, you have to go to school too. Sure, you had the goals and dreams to create some product or service. Well, anybody can do that on a job. You can create a product or service. But to launch a business from that is a whole nother ball game. So you need that support. So that's, you know, but we're here. We're here for you through All About Entrepreneurs. That's what this show is about. That's who we're dedicated to. If you are a leader, let's just say you're an intrapreneur. You're not an entrepreneur with the E-N, but you're an I-N, an intrapreneur. Then you will still gain a lot from tuning into this broadcast. You could be somebody who is working, but you just want to understand. Maybe you want to understand your boss better, your company, the CEO, how things work. Then this show is still for you. Or maybe, just maybe, what you like about the broadcast is the motivation. There's an air of motivation. There is an air of motivation here on All About Entrepreneur. Well, that's what happens whenever you allow a motivational speaker to take the mic. There's going to be an air of motivation. So this morning, what I want to do is motivate you. And happy Wednesday, by the way. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Welcome to those of you who are tuned in. It is September. We're almost underway, full swing. Already September 4th. I know that's hard to believe. I know it seems like we just jumped out of August. And already we're October the 4th. I just, the time really does seem to be on supercharge, flying by. But we just have some, you know, good time, good information. So we have so many different programs to talk to you about over the coming weeks. We got public speaking, self-publish. Now, if you want to know more about public speaking, or maybe you want to get into the, maybe that's the business that you want to do. Maybe you want to do like me. That's the business that I'm in. That's the business that I love. I absolutely love public speaking. It's my absolute favorite business. And maybe you too want to become a better speaker. Maybe you want to become a public speaker. Maybe you want to learn how to build a business from speaking. So that's one of the areas in which I can help you. So there's three key areas where I can help you. If you want, maybe you want to be a self-published author. Maybe that's the area that you want to be in. Well, I can help you with that as well. We have websites for both, so listen to the end of the show, and I'll give you those that information so you can follow up. So if you want to start a public speaking business or just become a better public speaker, maybe you want to self-publish, you want to write a book, you want to be an author, maybe you want to make that. Do you know you can literally make that a business? Can you believe it? Absolutely, you can. You can. I've made a huge business from one book. It took one book. I only had one book. And I have several books now, but it just took one book for me to build my business. So you can build a nice, lucrative business from one book. So if you want to know how to do that, certainly you want to stay tuned. I'll show you how to do it. It's awesome. So I tell you, it's amazing. Well, back to the show. So the topic today is failure by beliefs. Now, what do I mean by failure by beliefs? Now, typically, I'm a very positive person. And I fell in love with positivity years ago, so it'll be hard-pressed for anyone to try to come along and change that, though people have, believe it or not, they have. People are absolutely funny, but at the same time, there are a lot of negative people in the world. I believe these are people who are hurting some kind of way. Somehow they're hurting deep inside, and they've been hurting for so long that they don't even know the source of their pain, so therefore they can't really get rid of it. And sometimes if the source is invisible, it's really they don't know and probably would never find out, so they just need to move on. But for some people, that's hard to do. Moving on is so hard to do for a lot of people. Well, I'm here today to help empower those individuals who find themselves in a, you know, stuck in a system of failure, you know, failing just time after time after time, or should I say a feeling of failure. It's really a feeling of failure. We discussed in our last coaching group, we talked about failures and we did a little exercise with failure just to see if we can really benefit from our failures. So in the end, we found out that there are some benefits in failing. And there are a lot of successful people who will tell you that the road that they took to success, the road that they decided finally to take to success, or should I say, the road that got them to success. This is what most successful people I know would tell you, that the road that got them there was a road that was paved with failures. Mm-hmm. Yes, the road that got them to success, you know, whether it's, you know, Elm Street or Broad Street or Main Street or, you know, Lenox Avenue, the road that got them to the success where they are now was a road that was paved with failures, okay? So the heart of this matter here, failure by beliefs, is that our belief system determines the power and the impact and the setback, if there would be any. Our belief system is the determining factor. When it comes to failing, we fail by beliefs because we believe that we can't pick ourselves up, that we can't turn it around, that we can't fix the problem, that we can't find a solution, that we can't get over it. Our mindset, our belief system is what allows the failure to ultimately thrive and take us out, set us back, keep us down, make us feel inadequate, strip away our confidence. You see, so what we have to do if we really want to be moving and on that road, remember, on that road to anyone's success, you know, USA, it's going to be paved with failure. Therefore, our belief system is what is causing us to be held back, held down, left out, left behind, feeling like we can't make it, feeling like we'll never get over something, feeling as though this is so horrible what has happened to me, that failure mindset. There are so many people right now who feel as though it's so horrible that they got a pink slip, the company laid them off, shut down, moved overseas, and yes, companies do that every day. But what are you going to do? That's what they did. We understand that. But what are you going to do? Now the ball is in your court. It's like with tennis. You play tennis, and you stand on one side of of the net and someone's on the other side of the net, and they hit the ball, it's in your court. You hit the ball back, now you've hit it to them. So the ball is in your court. What are you going to do to get it back over the net? If something like that does happen for your company, or maybe you're on the job, you have a good salary, you have a wonderful company that you work for, but inside you just don't feel whole, you don't feel complete, you feel as though something is missing. And you got God, so it's not God that's missing. Because sometimes when God is missing out of our lives, we can interpret that as something missing in other areas of our lives. And so we try to fill ourselves up with things, and we still, at the end of the day, find that something is missing. So if we got God, then he's not what's missing. Got that relationship, then that's not what's missing. So you could have a decent job. You could have a good job. You could have a great job. So then you may just have a desire. Maybe God has just placed a desire in you to be an entrepreneur. So he raised up the All About Entrepreneurs radio show to help you achieve that desire. Because if he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. He won't give you a vision without provision. So he will provide for you if that is his, if he's giving you that. So here we are, and we're talking to, if you just tuned into the show, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. I'm Coach Lalisa. Good morning. I know my good friend who normally would tune in and listen is all the way in California, so it's a bit early there, but I want to give a shout out to Denise from Cleveland, who's in California. Look at that, CC. I want to give a shout out to her. Give a shout out to our other friends that are tuned in. I want to give a special shout out right now to what's going on right here in the Middle East. And we're lift up prayers that situation will be properly resolved, and that as the U.S. moves forward and Israel and other countries, we just pray that, you know, God is in control and that he has his way, and that his way will be good for us. So we thank God for that. And we, you know, sit and wait to hear, you know, the media, the news, see what's going on. But we know that prayer always works and that it is good for us. So we thank God for that. Now, back to you, entrepreneur. Again, good morning. Good morning to area codes around the country, around the world. So this belief system that you have is very, very powerful. And I don't think that some people realize how powerful truly, truly powerful their belief system. This belief system that you have can change the world, can move mountains. Listen, it can change your life. It can change your life. He says, be ye transformed. That's change. Last time I checked, a transformation is a change. So to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if your thoughts can transform a life, just imagine one life can change many, 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 many situations. Just one life. I mean, look at what's happening anywhere around you. There are all kinds of people who we've been changed. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King, for example. Just one life. He was just one person. Just one life. And look at the massive impact that he's had on our society. And Mother Teresa is another great example. Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, many, Saddam Hussein for that matter. One life can make a huge impact. So thoughts change lives. Lives change many, many other lives. So failure by belief, and the reason I'm building this understanding of, in order to get to the success that you want in your business and in your life, you have to understand the power of your beliefs, because everything else that you do, it stems out of what you believe. B-E-L-I-E-V-E, your belief. What you believe is going to impact everything. So it isn't like you can just go forward and not have that in place. If you believe that you're a millionaire, guess what? That's what you'll be. If you believe that you're not, then that is what you will get. It is in what you believe. So what is it going to be? It's up to you. You are the one who is in control of that. And if you're not, if you feel that you're not, then it's time to get and take that control back. Wherever you feel that you've left that control, whoever you've given that control to, realize that you can get it back. You have to take control of your thoughts, of your belief system, of what you believe. And if you feel in any way that you have failed, because, you know, there are people who sometimes feel like a failure. They feel like, I failed at this, this, or that. It could be like if I was to ask you to write down, and I could, if you had a piece of paper and a pen, if as long as you're not driving or what have you, I could ask you to get out a pen and paper and write down the things that you feel that you failed at. And you probably, I don't know, but most people would put something on the paper. So a lot of people carry this failure around with them like baggage. Well, again, successful people will tell you that it's the road to success is paved with failures. The difference was, the difference with the person who got on up and eventually got to the finish line of success, because, well, we know that success is ongoing, but you do achieve successes along the way. The people who have achieved the things that they wanted to, or whatever we consider success for ourselves, that's the person who will understand it was the road, though. The road was paved with failures. Now, some people may not, you know, want to believe that they've had any failures, but just ask people that are really close to their lives. They can usually tell you that much. But the point is, if you're going to fail, why not? Well, you're going to. That's just it. So why not adapt your mindset to a situation where it's like, okay, what did I learn from the situation, and to be able to move on? But if you understand that failure can happen by your beliefs, then you can quickly switch gears and say success by beliefs. Okay? Yeah, just switch it. Say success. Say, in other words, you can be successful right now with your beliefs. If you believe that you are, I'm telling you, if before we get off the air today, right, before that, you can in an instant change the way things are for your life. Because as a man thinketh, so is he or she. Understand that. So in one instant, in one second, nanosecond, you can make your life different, because as you think that you are, you are. If you think you are, you are. So before you leave the air today, I want to support you in changing your belief systems to a system of a successful belief system. In other words, if you understand that failure, that's why I put the title like that, because a lot of people feel that they've failed at many, many things in life. Sometimes a few things, sometimes a lot of things. It just depends. And failure is based on your beliefs. What do you believe? Do you believe that it's over for you because a company, let's just say, for example, a company closes and you're out of a job? Hello? That's true. That's true. So maybe this is a great time to start your own business. And some people feel, it's so hard. Well, that's why we have programs like Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. Now, as we go forward and get ready for year three, our third annual Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs, our focus next year will, in terms of who we have at the event, individuals that you'll be networking with, we will have individuals that can help you in partnering. We're looking for partners. We're looking for people who want to collaborate. We're looking for people who want to share. So in other words, if I have an office space or meeting space or whatever it is I have in Maplewood or Marshtown or wherever, Teaneck, it doesn't matter, Newark, if I have an office facility, then I'm looking to work with someone who may be just starting out but needs office space. You get me? You feel me? So those are the types of conversations we're going to be moving into over these next, you know, and we're talking about that stretching. See, that's a stretch for a lot of entrepreneurs. But our network now, the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, that summit is the conference, but we have an association, the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So for when we get enough, we've not maxed out our membership. So as more people join that association, you are the individuals who join will be the ones that we will be working on these kinds of solutions for members in our association. And that's the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Because unless we can move in that direction, we're missing out on a great area of productivity and success for entrepreneurship. So in addition to looking for those collaborations where you can get the help you need through either an incubator-type situation or an accelerator-type situation, either situation, you will get that. So whether you have a for-profit, a non-profit, you could have a stay-at-home business, but it doesn't matter. But that's what we're going to, some of our discussions will be around that. So let's just say you found yourself where you have to start a business, however the situation came about. Then your belief system has to start with, I'm going to be a success. You have to start with, this is going to be a successful business, and I have enough energy to put into this business. I have enough effort. I have enough of my own effort. You have to say to yourself, okay, I have the personality where I can attract people to me, and these individuals all know people that have customers, that have, you know, potential customers, and they have other suggestions that they can make. So instead of, well, failing by beliefs really won't be a failure once you change your beliefs. Once you change your belief system, it really won't be a failure. It's a failure because of what you believe. So that's really how you fail. It's because of the belief. If it was not for the belief that you failed, you wouldn't have any failures. You would only have experiences and situations, not failures. Okay? That term, I didn't do any research on that term to find out where it comes from. But I believe it comes somewhere from, like, you know, not missing the mark. Sort of like, you know, you take a person who shoots bow and arrows or shoots darts at a target, okay? You have a little bullseye in the middle, and therefore you shoot the dart or the arrow. And let's say it falls on the ground. It doesn't even hit the board at all, or it just hits the board and falls. So it doesn't stick in. Then we would say, okay, that was a failure. In that sense, yes. But what do? We pick the dart up and we try again. So in life, it's the same thing. You miss the mark some way, somehow. You don't get in the bullseye with your goal, whatever you had set for yourself. But guess what? You did hit the, let's just say you didn't hit the bullseye, the little black spot in the middle, but you landed on the yellow or the green or one of the other colors. So you were still on the board. So that's why we were saying, okay, failure is by beliefs. It's by believing that we failed is how we fail, as opposed to understanding that, you know what? It didn't work that way. It didn't work that time. It didn't work like that. In other words, instead of looking at it like, now I know what not to do on the next time, or now I know how this doesn't work, so let me try another way. You know, there's a gazillion formats and ways to do things. It's called creativity, being innovative. If one way didn't work, then come up with another. You know, we have a brain, thank God. And our brain has properties in it that allows us to imagine, to dream, to conjure up, to conceptualize, right? So therefore, if we find in some way that our brain didn't work, or we didn't come up with something rather, then now let's try it again. Let's rethink this. As a matter of fact, if you remember the lady who was over on our guest that we had, I believe she was on last week. I think she was on last Wednesday. Yes, it was Wednesday last week. Dr. Lorene, and she said something, and some of us have. How many of you have a service on your cell phones by AT&T? Then you know what I'm about to say. When you turn on your cell phone, there's this little cute, you know, music thing that comes on. And then it says the words, rethink possible. Rethink possible. And it really is powerful. Let's rethink this thing. Let's rethink what is possible. And so, therefore, we want to get you to a mindset where it's always another opportunity. And as some people, for some people, let's face it, this is brand new to them. To some people, it's brand new. And if you go somewhere talking this positive stuff to some people, they will absolutely laugh at you. Because a lot of people are just not that geared toward positivity. They're somehow they're more geared toward being negative. And if you go in there with them, they might, you know, laugh at you. It's like, who are you? Where did you come from with this nonsense? But I'm telling you, just keep going in the positive sense, because when you do that, you're going to attract so many situations into your life. If you would just begin to operate in this positive belief system that says, even my failures, I can turn them around and rethink possible for them and understand that I did learn something from that situation. And not only did I learn something, but I'm going to use what I've learned to better move in the direction that I want to go. So not only am I going to realize that, okay, I did learn something from that situation, but I'm going to use it to get further along, okay? So that sometimes takes a little planning, a little time. You might have to sit, It has to sit for a minute, come up with a plan. But those are just some of the things that we teach you how to do in our life coaching classes. So those of you who are interested in that, certainly you want to follow up and get that information. We'll give all that out at the end of the show. But I want now to, you know, welcome any of you if you have a comment or a question about our topic today. Just hit your number one key and I'll open up your phone line. Again, this is Wednesday, September 4th. We are excited to be into a new season. We're entering another season. It's the fourth quarter of the year. For a lot of companies, this is a great time period. You know, school, a lot of places, school starting back, especially in the U.S. economy. A lot of wonderful things are happening. We know there's a lot of negative things happening as well, but that's always the case. So you want to be a part of that positive effect. So we want the positive to far outweigh the negative. So you have the fourth quarter, a lot of holidays in this last quarter of the year. So a lot of companies are excited about that. Small businesses are growing by leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds. Individuals are jumping ship, leaving their companies, starting their own, all kinds of businesses, being more productive, more creative, coming up with new technologies. Again, you may say, well, who are all these customers of all these small businesses? Don't forget, there's close to 7 billion people in the world. I forget what one of the companies, even one of the major companies, I think it was Pepsi? They opened up in India, I believe, somewhere. They opened up somewhere where in that country, right, their history is that they drink very, 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 very few sodas, like sodas like Pepsi and what have you. So for them to open up in that market, are you kidding? Right? You remember the story of the two salespeople? Right? Two salespeople were sent, shoe salesmen were sent to some country, I believe it might have been, it was some country in the Middle East type area, and they were sent there to check out and see what the market would be like for the sale of these shoes. And so two similar salespeople, similar backgrounds, you know. Actually, they both happened to be male. They took similar flights to this place to see what the market would be like there, to how, you know, the company wanted to go there and sell their shoes, right? So they, you know, boarded a plane, had a nice flight, pretty long flight, and they got there. They got to the other country. And again, two very, very similar sales backgrounds, both trained, both college degree, actually. And they look around and they say, they both have, one gets on the phone and calls back to the district office and says, hold up, don't send any shoes here. They were on point to send, you know, thousands or hundreds of thousands of pairs of shoes because they had heard that, you know, there would be a good market there. And so the salesperson says, hold up, don't send any shipments. They don't wear shoes here. We would die in this marketplace. We would be a bust. We would be a big failure. This was one salesperson. The other salesperson who had a similar flight, similar background, picked up the phone and called back to the sales, the distribution team, and said, ship all the shoes you can. There's a huge opportunity to sell shoes here because nobody has them. You know, it's a little funny, but it's the reality is that one person sees, the first salesperson saw that this ain't going to work. Sort of a negative in a sense. Because, hey, nobody here wears shoes. What's the sense of bringing shoes here? The second salesperson saw it, what? As an opportunity to sell shoes. So one person sees it as a negative. lack of opportunity and the other person sees it as a huge opportunity. I mean, really, it's your belief system. It's how you believe. If you believe that, you know, things are going bad and getting worse, if that's what you believe, then guess what? That's the way it'll be for you. If, on the other hand, you believe that things are getting better, they will get better for you. Great example of the salespeople. One believe, there's no way we can sell shoes here. Nobody wears shoes. Who, you know, it's pretty funny, right? And the other salesperson says, hey, nobody wears shoes. Bring all you got. Bring all you got. So, and, you know, again, it's what you believe. Failure by belief or success by belief. It's your choice. Either way, you're going to have a belief. You can get to the failure of it. You can get to the success. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to everyone who has an opportunity. No one is off limits. It doesn't matter if you're in this country or in that country, in Canada, Japan, Turkey, Asia, Africa. It doesn't matter where you're at. You see, it all that matters is how you think, what you believe. So all about entrepreneurs. We believe that individuals tune into the broadcast. Some people will come one time. They may need to just tune in once, and they're good. They hit the ground, and they're running. Some will come and stay, tune into a few shows. We have transient listeners. We have listeners who call back in and listen to the archives. We appreciate you. Sure, you can get a lot of information from these broadcasts. That's why we put them out there, for people to tune in, get information that they need. For instance, I was saying earlier that you can start a business from a book. I did it. I know. It does work. I wrote one book, Release Your Power, and that book turned into a whole business. And here's the thing. I wasn't even prepared for that, because it was not a goal that I had. It wasn't my plan. I didn't sit down and write, you know, a 40-page business plan on how I was going to turn one book, Release Your Power, into a business. It just happened. It just happened. And along the way, there were many failures. So, again, successful people say that the road to success is paved with failure. I wasn't expecting to end up the place where I ended up. There were many, many failures along the way. One such failure kept the book on the shelf in the garage, not being marketed, for at least 2 whole years, at least 2 years. I had really pretty much given up on the book. This was in 2009, so basically all of 2007 and 2008, I really wasn't doing anything with the book. You see, but I could have seen that as a failure, right? Absolutely not, because failure is by belief. But what I'm looking at, the fact is that because the book took a hiatus, so to speak, when I did come back out with it in 2009, it was fresh. It was like a fresh word for people to be able to release your power, to release your power and become who you really are, and not settle for a lot of these negative beliefs about ourselves, how to believe and know who we really are. We're really dynamite people. You know, I love how Les Brown says it. Brother Terry was sharing that yesterday. He says, you're already successful. You just need a little coaching. And I just love that. And I think one of the reasons I love it, because it so fits with that book. Release your power and become who you really are. In other words, you are a powerful person. You just need a little push. You're already powerful. You just need a little push. That's all. You're already huge. You're a huge success. You might just need a little push to live your dreams. See, some people, here's the problem with some people, and it's not a problem that's not fixable, but I'm just saying, something I've noticed with a lot of people, They're wonderful. They have many talents and gifts, skills and abilities, but they're not living their dream life. You know, and because of fear. And if it's one thing, if you can't live it because of some circumstances beyond your control, that's one thing. But when fear is what's stopping you, and what other people think is what's stopping you, if you're not doing it because you fear, well, that's still fear. You fear what other people will say and what other people will think. When that's your challenge, that's not good at all. You want to move away from that land as soon as possible. Get out of that place. When you let what people think or what people might say and you worry about what will others say and what will others think, that's when you got a big problem. Those are the 10 most deadliest words. Those are the 10 most deadliest words. Worrying about what others say and worrying about what others think. Write those 10 words down. Those are the 10 absolute 10 most deadliest words, especially to entrepreneurs, leaders, people who are achievers, movers, and shakers. You start worrying about what others say and worrying about what others think. That is one of the biggest things that can hold you back. But here's what I want you to do today. What I want you to do today is to get into the, just do it. As I know it's an old cliche, Nike said it. Get to it, just do it. Just get into it. Just do the doggone thing. Do it. Listen. No, you have no need, no more time to be fearful and afraid. You want to write a grant? Write a grant. You want to ask a bank for a loan? Ask them. What is stopping you? Let's say you want a building. Here's what I want you to do. Let's say you want a building for your event, for your program, for your products and services, whatever it might be. Go on. First, you got to write the business plan first. You can't go into the bank and ask for a loan and you don't have a business plan. That ain't going to work. I mean, you can do it. Don't get me wrong. I know, right? I just said be positive. But sure, absolutely do it. Go for it. Hey, I'm not knocking that. But if you can write the business plan, write it. While you're sitting there getting up the nerve to go ask the bank for the loan, you could have the business plan already written. All right? Listen, I'm telling you, this is the best time for entrepreneurs. Collaborate with somebody. I was looking at a couple. They started a business, a husband and wife. They started a business, right? Now, they had other businesses. They've been in businesses before. Their families, you know, came from entrepreneurial backgrounds, but it really doesn't matter. It's never too late. It's never too early. So what they did was they took a bear, you know, like a stuffed animal, and this will happen. One of them was a bear. But they noticed that their child tried to, you know, sleep on a stuffed animal. Who hasn't done that, right? Well, they took the stuffed animal and they made it into a pillow. So, yeah, it kind of folds up and can become a dog or whatever, a little stuffed animal. But it also kind of opens, probably Velcroed or whatever, and just kind of opens up and flattens out. And then and now the child can lay on it. Well, I hope you know it's a multi-million dollar business, okay? So they took a very, very simple concept. So you can do it, but here's the thing. You got to stick to it, okay? You can't give up. So you can do it. You can take, that's what I'm doing with my book, one book, and turning it into a multi-million dollar project. Because, again, in the United States, hey, maybe everybody's already released their power. Well, there are many other countries where they haven't released it yet, okay? They release a lot of things, but it's not their power. So I'm going to take this call, open up the phone line. Area code 973, you're on the air. Good morning. This is Coach LaLisa. How are you? Area code 973, you're on the air.
Ochla Lisa, this is Celeste Mumford. How are you?
Hey, Celeste, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm first going to apologize because I got on a little late, so I really didn't hear the topic, but I've been listening. And I just have a question. After attending the business, the summit for entrepreneurs and the business expo, and then you mentioning a business plan and some other things, I'm just wondering when your 12-month program is going to be started. I need it.
Yes. Well, we'll be starting. We're right here at the start point. This is September. We're going to be starting this month. So definitely we'll reach out to you. We're going to email all the people that signed up, and we should have all, especially all the vendors, we have all their emails for the most part. We have all your contact information, and then we have the pages on Facebook. So we will be letting you know, but absolutely we got to get those business plans done for the people who need them. Maybe some people need to tweak theirs. Maybe some people need to refresh. And we're going to have people come and absolutely come on, and some of them will be done via the webinar because that's the easiest way to get a bunch of people together these days. People have different, you know, busy schedules, so we'll do some by webinar and where we, you know, can meet in some location here, we'll do that as well. But we're definitely going to get started with that this month. So I'll be definitely keeping you posted on that. Maybe we'll do some of the training. We'll probably see if we can do some down at the college. So I'll be talking to Professor Rivera about that sometime this week or next week. Their college has just started yesterday, so they are a little busy getting all the students registered. Usually the first 2 weeks of the semester, especially at the junior colleges, you know, unlike the four-year schools, a lot of times they do register a lot of students ahead of time because students are, you know, already there. They live on campus. They've been there sometimes 1, 2, 3, 4 years or whatever. But, you know, of course, in September, you always got those new students just graduating high school. So, but in the junior colleges, students do tend to register later than the, you know, regular end time. So they're very busy, but over the next couple of weeks, I will be talking to him and see about maybe hosting some of the classes down there. The Wise Women's Center does hold some classes, but I'll see what else they can do. There is a business formation class that I will be teaching that is at Essex County College. So I will be I'll post the information. I'll mention it here again, probably tomorrow on the broadcast. I'll bring the brochure with for people. No, business formation. That helps you with the information that you want.
Sounds good.
Awesome. So, yes, our topic today is failure by beliefs.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about. Yes, and talking about how it's based on what we believe, how we either interpret that failure into a success or not. But in the same breath, we can also have success by belief. And again, I was sharing how in this, especially in the United States and in other places, there are a lot of people who are in business, who have their own businesses, but they are very negative. I don't know what encouraged them to start a business, but typically entrepreneurs are typically pretty positive people. That's like one of the requirements. I mean, could you imagine if the head of Procter & Gamble, the people that started that company, can you imagine if they were negative? I doubt if their business would have ever grown to the place where it is right now. Okay? And you can think of any other major company, candy bars, I don't know, whichever company you want to name, Apple, any company, can you imagine the heads of those companies being negative? I don't think so. So I don't know why entrepreneurs are not. But a lot of them, like I said, They understand that they have products and services that they can provide. However, they may not have gotten all the other pieces that go with being an entrepreneur or small business owner or business owner for that matter. Right, but we understand there are some things that can make our businesses small, the number of employees, the amount of revenue, those kinds of things, that, you know, our span, those kind of things make our business small. But we could have big dreams for our business. We could have big goals, big ideas, even for a small business, and still do a lot of things. So thank you for that comment and question, and I hope for you. Okay, other calls, if you want to ask a question, make a comment, just hit your number one key, and we'll open up your phone line, and we'll take your comment or your question. But today we're talking about failure by belief. And the notion here is that you can look at this two ways, but the key to this is whatever failure you think you've had in life, in your business, at home, and in school, there's a lot of students who get a bad grade and they feel that they failed and don't realize that, okay, they can use that bad grade as a catalyst and look at it and say, okay, what did I do? What caused me to be there? I did that. I dropped out of high school. My high school days from seventh grade on was a complete failure. And mostly, even before that, nothing really good. I have nothing good to report, absolutely nothing good to report about for me from school. However, what I do have to say is that from the first day that I set my foot on the college campus to work on my associate degree in 1990, I took the failure from high school and I said, I really did this, and for some of you who have school-age children, you might want to mention this to them, especially if they're like seventh grade or above, because they may understand it better. But what I did was I took my high school. If you have students who are not doing well in school, getting poor grades, you may want to share this with them. So I took my high school years and junior high years, seventh grade on, let's just say that, and I said, okay, I failed, all right? I dropped out. I failed. I got nothing but D's and F's, okay? So that's failing, just in case you're not sure. D's and F's would indicate failing. So if you got students who are bringing home D's and F's, you might want to have this conversation with them or let them listen. I don't know. This is a safe show to let children listen to. There's no cursing and all that kind of stuff. Well, here's the thing. I took that and I said, all right, what did I do to fail? What did I do to fail? Right? Oh, I didn't study, did no homework, carried no books home. I don't ever remember carrying books home from school beyond the seventh grade. I do remember carrying like a book once or twice. And this is back in the day where you were allowed to carry books. Because I know some schools today, they don't allow you to do that kind of stuff. So kids take the books and lose them, fight with them, and all other kinds of stuff. But some schools, they still allow you to do that. But nonetheless, I just did the opposite, okay? So that's all I'm saying. You know, failures can be good for that. You can learn what not to do. Let's say you have a product or service and you fail. Don't look at it like it's the end of the world. Just find out, okay, I won't do that again. I won't try to serve that market again. Do something new, do something different. So let me give you those websites for you to follow up for more information. You can go to CoachLalisa.com. That's CoachLalisa, LILISA.com. You can go to Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs.com. These are all .coms, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs.com. You can go to Self-Publishing Works with an S, Self-Publishing Works. Yes, it does work. It really does. selfpublishingworks.com, or you can go to speakingyourwaytomillions.com. So these are the different, if you want to help with your public speaking, do training, be a speaker, if you want help publishing your book, publishing your magazine, publishing your prayer journal, publishing your cookbook, publishing your journey on being a parent, publish the memoirs of your mama or your grandma. You know, it's so many different things you can do with publishing. So go to that website, selfpublishingworks.com, and release-your-power.com if you want to take part in any of the Release Your Power products or services. And last but not least, if you want to join the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, there is a link on the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit page, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs website. There's a link there for membership. Click that link. It'll take you over to the site for the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, W-L-E-I-A. So, wow, I said a lot today. I got to talk about a mouthful. So tomorrow we'll be back bigger and better. Tomorrow's topic, let me just tell you what we will be talking about on tomorrow. I'll just have to pull up the schedule of topics for tomorrow, let you know what to, you can get your questions ready, get prepared for. Okay, tomorrow we're going to be talking about what I was talking a little bit about today, but I'm going to expand the topic tomorrow, personal development tips for female entrepreneurs or women entrepreneurs. Some of these tips men can use as well, but I will be targeting women. Personal development tips. Okay, so what kind of things can you do as an entrepreneur? So here's some of the teaching, Celeste, is going forward. Can you do to build your customer base, get more customers, more clients, which will ultimately lead to more revenue, ultimately more profit, provided you hold down your cost and some other things in your expenses. Can you hold down costs and expenses? Yes, you can have more revenue. You can have more profit. But how to get more revenue? Some personal development tips. So we're excited. We'll go in today and I'll see what new students I meet tonight in the business class at Essex County College. I'll be looking forward to that to see what we have amongst our students. We usually have, I've met some of the most wonderful students in the world teaching those business classes. Last year I had a lady that works at Capital One Bank on Springfield Avenue in Newark. She was in my class. The couple of semesters before that, I had two students. One, he did get promoted to manager, works at Investor Savings Bank. I've had all kinds of wonderful students that worked for U.S. Department of Treasury, and just all kinds of, over the years, the 10 years I've been teaching, I've met some of the most amazing people who work. I met a chief of staff that had been a chief of staff and different things for Donald Payne. I met her in one of my public speaking classes. I've really just met some great and wonderful students from all over, from hospitals, you name it. And so we have a good time. So we'll be doing that, and we'll be going over the business plan. So I'll be talking with some of these students. Maybe some of them want to come on to the broadcast, share some of the information services that they have as well. So it's going to be all the way live, so that we have time for. So personal development tips for female entrepreneurs tomorrow morning. So get ready, invite a friend, tell someone about the show. Don't let it be the best kept secret. Who else can motivate you in the morning to, whether you have a business or not, but if you are an entrepreneur, it is detrimental for you to not be connected to some type of program like this, because as entrepreneurs, sometimes we're out there by ourselves, because if all of our friends, colleagues, and close relatives have 9-to-5 type jobs, you need someone to talk to that understands you, that understands the fact that you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You don't know when your next dollar is coming in or where it's coming from. You don't know if this is the right market or if that's the right market. Sometimes it's trial and error. So you want to be connected to programs like this. You want to be involved with organizations like Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association for the ongoing. So, by the way, members in that, we're still developing what all our members in that association will get. That's why we offered you the $20 trial membership for this first year. If you get in on this first year, you will get other perks. But other than that, if you wait until 2014 because it seems better, bigger, yes, it will be bigger and better, and it's going to cost you more. So we've offered it to people in the trial phase for $20, and all the people who joined in are going to get better benefits going forward. So we're still putting some perks together and different things together, but you can go to the site, the membership site. Like I said, you can go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com, and on that site, there's a site that says membership. So you can go click on that and you can find out more about the association. But I'm encouraging people to get in for the $20. You still have to the end of the year. After January, that session will go away. That will go away. But all of those who sign up this year for the $20 membership, you will still get some special added perks for going forward. But anyone who joins after January will have to start out at the $49 membership rate if you want to be a member for that. But if you want to get in at the $20, and I'll tell you about the special, well, you won't know about it until January. But all I can tell you this year, if I was you, I would join. You have until December 31st. If I was you, I would join at the $20 rate this year. So that's all we have time for. We'll see you back. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneur. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, Coach LaLisa, Facebook, Twitter, Coach LaLisa. Also, there's an All About Entrepreneur page on Facebook, and there's also an All About Entrepreneurs event page. Leave us your comments or questions, inbox me, and we'll see what we can do to get those comments or questions addressed. Don't forget, you can have success if you believe you will.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.